and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome into the Turning Point Podcast here for LeGrand School District. I'm joined here, as always, by Assistant Superintendent Scott Carpenter.
Woohoo!
My name's Brett Smith, and we're here with Teresa Dowdy, school counselor, Central, former counselor at the high school, done a lot of things in the LeGrand School District. Teresa, how you doing today?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. We're glad to have you. We're excited to have you. Scott, how's your day today?
You know, today was a good day. Oh. I was all over the district. We were, so I interviewed two subs. I did some safety staff meeting about emergency procedures, and then talked with the principal about risk assessments. And
good time.
It was the full meal deal, you know.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. How about you, man?
You know, same thing. You know, I found myself at the end of the day reffing a fourth grade girls basketball game. You know, just I was in the gym watching my daughter. They're like, hey, can you ref? So you just never know.
Wrong sport, but did you say go Chiefs or,
no,
or you know, ref it a certain way to favor a team or anything?
You know, we tried to keep it as little football in there as possible, but sometimes our intramural basketball program is a little rough and tumble. So we kept it in check, though.
I bet.
So it's a good time.
The AAU recruiters were there.
No, no recruiters. There was no Division I recruiters in the stands at our basketball game. We were just having fun. So
we did create that program a couple of years ago. You worked with Sean Brooks, and we found funding. Like, tell people a little bit about the growth of that program. What is the positive impact of this fourth, fifth grade sort of team?
Yeah, you know, so we've got volleyball and basketball, fourth and fifth grade, girls and boys. Volleyball's co-ed. Teresa often coaches in that. She's got a long history coaching. And so I know that intramural program has been going a long time, kind of got paused there, COVID years. And so we've kind of built it back up and just get a lot of kids playing. You know, not a lot of kids get to it's a, you know, almost free program that kids can participate in and get some sports. You know, they get to wear their school colors. They get to go out and compete, get to go over to different schools. And I don't know, Teresa, what do you think about it on the volleyball side? Do you think it's fun and we get kids exposed? I don't know.
Well, I do volleyball and I've done boys basketball and I've filled in a couple times for girls basketball. I love it because for some of those kids, it will be the only time they ever play basketball. Some of them have never even seen a basketball game. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really fun to watch them grow, and it's great to see other kids try to help the kids maybe score a basket.
Yeah,
I think sometimes it's a little competitive with the kids that are really good, that they're a little rough, and I think basketball could get a little tighter, and so I have a hard time when I'm coaching, like, okay, we're not going to play like that.
Yeah.
We have to be kind to each other because we're all kind of from the same district. But I love seeing kids just gain confidence and be really excited about just doing something really fun.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's really good.
You brought up an idea, and I'm just curious, not that we'll do this, but it might be fun. You know, you have kids playing basketball, fourth, fifth grade, probably for the first time ever on a team or their only exposure. I wonder, because it's EOU basketball season, about like the possibility of those fourth and fifth graders being able to have a game sort of experience.
Guess
At the end of their season. Are you doing
Guess
that?
Guess what? We're taking all third, fourth, and fifth graders to watch EOU this Friday, men's and women's. They, I think, play a religious university that I don't know enough about to speak eloquently about, but I think they're from Walla Walla.
Yeah.
And they typically play a midday game on a Friday to get that in before sundown. And EOU approached us last year about getting the stands full of kids on a field trip to have an on-campus EOU basketball game experience.
Look at you. Anyway, look at you, man.
So we got half the elementary school kids in the district going to pack Quinn this Friday, actually.
That is so cool.
So, pretty cool experience. So Central, I know, I think they're walking down.
They're walking over, yes.
And then we're going to bus in Greenwood and Island City and going to cheer on the Mounties.
So fun.
Yeah.
Good.
Should be a good deal. Well, hey, anyway, we got sidetrack on sports there, but we are here talking it is School Counselor Appreciation Week, and we have some fabulous school counselors in our district, and Teresa Dowdy's here representing them, and so we wanted to talk with her a little bit about school counseling, why it's important, kind of her journey in education, because I don't think you were always a school counselor. I think you did some stuff before that.
I did.
And so, just to introduce yourself a little bit, give us a rundown of you've been in the district a couple of years now, right? Give us a rundown on like where you've been, what you've done, and kind of how you got to be a counselor.
Well, ironically, I started at Imbler High School. Yeah. I was a business teacher. And I didn't start traditionally right out of school. I had kids, owned my own business, and then I decided I didn't want to have my telecommunication business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in my home. So I went back to school while I had my business. And then we sold our business in August, and I was hired in August to start at Embler.
Oh, there you go.
So then after 3 years, John Springer, a good friend who was my business teacher and I student taught at LeGrand High School, he asked me to come and apply at LeGrand. And so I moved to LeGrand. I was a business teacher. I was also the head volleyball coach, FBLA advisor, and yearbook teacher advisor.
So you were a little busy.
All at the same time.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
So I did that for about 17 years, and that was a lot. An opening in the district came up for a school counselor, and I thought, you know, change is always good. I think I'll give it a go. So I applied, and ironically, they didn't give it to me the first time because there was someone else that, and then that person pulled out, and so I was kind of runner-up, but that was okay because I didn't have the degree. I didn't even have a single class in counseling, and he was already a certified counselor. But so I went back to school while I was doing counseling. So I was, you know, full-time student. I had to go to the Tri-Cities once a month for Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then do homework in between. And I was still working in the counseling office being a school counselor, even though I wasn't licensed quite yet. But thank goodness I had my best friend, Chelsea Rohan, helping me and mentoring me through that. So I worked at the high school for a while. And then after about 17 years of that, I thought, well, you know, change is always good. And an opening came up at Central Elementary. I was in year 31 of education. And I thought, do I really want to jump ship? Because I could just retire. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I don't know. I'm quite ready to retire. So then I moved. I took the job at Central, and this is my fourth year at Central at the elementary level. So,
there you go.
Year 35.
There you go.
Just halfway through, like that.
It just went so fast. Bam, just here. Well, that's impressive. Like, honestly, going to school full time, you know, changing jobs, traveling, you know, to get those classes in. No small task. There's probably a lot of, I don't even know.
It's amazing when you compare like higher ed learning now in an internet based world and Canvas and all that compared to what used to happen and the travel, especially in rural areas like LeGrand, of you have to layer on the travel, you have to, you know, go to the classes. They were late night or weekends. It definitely was a big sacrifice.
I can only imagine that would be a big deal.
And I'm not a big, I mean, I know there's a lot of online counseling programs now, but I don't know how, and even in education, I know Eastern's doing that too, but and I think it's great because it gives more opportunities and opens doors for people, because it was hard for me to find a program. It was a really good model at Heritage University. And then I was licensed in Washington, then I had to come back and be licensed in Oregon. So that was a little work too. But I feel like I don't know how I could have done that virtually.
Yeah.
Because there's so much in counseling that you have to look at someone and see someone and see their body language. And I know that that's cheaper and that's the way our world's moving, but... Yeah.
Got a soft spot in your heart for that in-person.
Yeah,
in-person.
I do.
Yeah.
Our cohort, because it's not like just different people come in every class. You were picked as a cohort, and you go through the cohort for 2 years until you stay together. So you're like a little family.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like in programs at school, even in my ed programs. We had different people in classes, and they came for different things. But this was just a group of about 23 of us that got together for 2 years every weekend.
That's cool.
So by the end of it, you actually are doing therapy on each other.
No, that's what part of it is. You practice.
Yeah.
You practice with each other, and you have your teacher instructing you, telling you, okay, well, maybe try this. So that practical experience was, I think, how I learned the most of just hands-on.
I bet. Well, okay, so a lot of folks out there look at schools, and they you know, they can see what a teacher does, and they all probably had teachers and whatnot. But sometimes the school counselor can fly a little bit under the radar, a little bit in the background. Talk to us about like school counseling, what they do, and what makes the magic happen.
Well, for one, LeGrand School District, I really appreciate the fact that they have hired licensed school counselors, because some districts have opted not to, and they don't have a licensed school counselor in their building. And I know that they you know, bring in resources and have people to get therapy and counseling. But a school counselor's job is so much bigger than just, I people think, oh, you're counseling my kid, but it's not. You teach about careers and you help kids graduate and you help kids with 6-year plans and setting goals. And it's very, you know, just building confidence and self-esteem. So it's a lot broader. And I love that our school district has made, when people apply, that they make them work towards getting their school counseling license to be a school counselor. Now, we haven't all been school counselors when we first start, but if you're willing to go back to school, you have the 3-year time frame to do that. And so I would say that school counselors sometimes are a little sort of like under, behind the scenes. And I'm okay with that, because if you're making kids grow and helping kids, it's okay that you're just doing that. You don't have to have anybody tell you that you're making a difference or making a change. At the high school, it was way different, because the best day was when you saw those kids that you worked with for 4 years walk across the stage, and some you're like, I'm not sure if they're going to make it. And, you know, 5 years down the road, you get an invite to their wedding or their baby shower or those kind of things, and or a thank you card. High school kids aren't as quite as like loving and caring as up front.
It's not cool to like, you know, come and hug you all the time, but there at the end, they usually know where to put the credit.
Right. So. And now elementary, though, is like, well, for one, I couldn't have done elementary for all 35 years, because they really tug at my heart. Because sometimes high school kids, you can say, okay, you can get a job, you can get a shower, you can drive yourself to work, you can walk to work. And little elementary kids, sometimes you have other people that need to help out with that. And they're just so sweet and so cute and so innocent. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I think I've gone in debt a little bit just for the little things that I buy and do and create. But they see you in the store and you hear this little tiny voice, Mrs. Dowdy, Mrs. Dowdy. And they come running from the end of the store. And it's just a different experience. They both were great. I can't say, people say, oh, you like one better. And I don't really like one better. They're just really, really different. And it'll be really hard when my time is up, because I still really, really love the kids. And but I know once you're gone, you know, someone will replace you. But they're just some kids that you get really attached to, because you work with every day.
Yeah, for sure. I had a similar experience going from the vice principal at the high school here in the Grand to being a principal of an elementary school. I went from being like least popular person on campus, right? Everybody's like, oh man, disciplined guys coming, watch out, you know, ducking me, all that stuff. Elementary principal, they're like hugs galore, Superman. Like, anyway, and I think it's a lot like that at times with the counselor. You get to do a lot of great, like, behind the scenes work with high school students in the privacy of an office, where they're facing real life and they're looking, it's coming at them like right now, right? And they need help. And those school counselors provide that help. And like you said, get a lot of kids across the stage, get them set up with diplomas so they're ready to go and tackle life, whatever life looks like. Whereas those elementary kids, they're just excited to see you and they're, you know, don't know what's coming. So,
yeah. It's an interesting, you bring up the assistant principalship. You know, I got to work with Teresa when she was at the high school when we were both there. You know, as being the assistant principal, you never like drop the mantle of like, well, I'm here to make sure we follow the rules.
Yeah.
And it was so great to be able to have counselors to be able to, and Teresa and Chelsea were there at the time, to be able to say, this person needs some love, this person needs some understanding, their life went chaos last night or whatever it was, and that there was someone else that could, you know, as much as I wanted to like be that person and I could express love and care or whatever.
Yeah.
But counselors just had a very different role, a license, and an ability to connect. And I saw that over and over again with Teresa and with Chelsea.
Yeah. I think they play a vital part in schools. You know, I'm always grateful every day in some form or fashion for, you know, school counselor either bailing me out and helping a kid get back together and get back to class, or just the, you know, sometimes the social work aspect that goes on after hours where you've got a kid in crisis or you've got something major happening that you've got to help them through.
So. Well, and I do think that that a lot of times people think of a school counselor as a person that's like a therapist and like, oh no, you can't work with my kid. And it's like, I don't know if a lot of people know, but at least in the elementary school and even in the high school, we went into classrooms and taught about plans and what they were going to do after school, post-graduation. But at the elementary school, we do, you know, like I go into the classrooms every week and to all the grade levels and teach mini lessons about things that are just life skills. And I have loved creating those lessons and had a lot of fun with those. Then I do little small groups for specific things. And then it's just triage between for one-on-one, you know, maybe a fish died or, they're moving or their best friend didn't talk to them. So you just never know what your day is going to bring. Every day is so different. And, sometimes you go home just smiling and giggling. And other times you go home with a pretty heavy load and tears in your eyes. Like, okay, what can I do? How can I help that, help that family or that kid?
I think that was a great synopsis right there of just this, you never know what's going to happen. And it's nice to have talented, trained professionals to be able to, like, you know, help with that. So you've been on this journey, you've been in the counseling world. There's been a lot of highs, probably some lows. We always do like a high and a low. Any moment stick out to you of like, man, that was awesome. Like, I'm, you know, really proud of that. You know, anything come to mind?
You know, I think there are just too many of those moments that are really great. And it would be hard to just pick one.
Yeah.
It's like kind of asking, what one's your favorite kid? You know, it's just different. I don't know. There have just, like I said, those kids that have really worked hard to get across the stage and they're looking at you and I did it, you know, in the 12th hour the night before and you go, okay, I guess you get a walk tomorrow. To those kids that had really had some struggles that no one really knew about.
Yeah.
And you helped them through some really hard things. And, again, they don't really tell you. No one knows what happens in your office, but you know, and they know, and their parents know, and your administrators know. But you can't really write a, you know, write a book about it or talk about it. You just are really, your heart is just full.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you with elementary school. There are so many days that
they're hilarious.
They're just funny. They make you laugh. And you might be, you know, really worried about something, and the next minute you're just cracking up laughing because they say something just random. So I don't know. I wish I would. And if I could tell, I've been telling the counselors, you know, now that are kind of just starting or in the midway, I go, you have to keep a book. You have to keep a book of those funny moments or those days that you, of why you kept going, because I didn't. And I wish, if I looked at that, I could tell you my best day or something, my high or my low, but,
yes.
I have three because Teresa won't say it. So I'm going to give three because I've known Teresa now for what, almost 12 years. So the three, when I ever I think about Teresa Dowdy, these are the three that I go back to. The first one is we would sit in master schedule meetings for hours, and there would be claims and counterclaims of people moving chips on the board or that we were doing sections wrong or we should make this adjustment or whatever. So that whole debate for those 5 years of master scheduling and sort of figuring out how we were going to do the master schedule was a blast. That was so fun. The other one is I remember walking into a room with a girl and she was on the phone with her boyfriend ex-boyfriend who had taken a bunch of pills and was laying in a parking lot somewhere in town. And Teresa was quietly whispering in her ear what to say next to try to find the kid and get law enforcement there. That kid later in a basketball game told me years later, still alive, doing well, thank you. And it's really because of what Teresa was able to do with that student to coach her through an exceptionally difficult time. And then the third one is we've spent the last two and a half years working on this program called BEST. And there's very few counselors that you can just say, hey, I want you to help create a program that's going to go across a couple counties, and we're going to reframe this drug thing about how we teach fifth graders. And I want hundreds of hours of your life to like do this thing. And she really like caught the vision, went behind it and has put in a ton of time, and it's a great program. Yeah. That will be I view it as a legacy program for our district that Teresa was a master craftsman in helping to create for our district. So those are the three that I lean
good
on.
Ones. Good ones.
For what she's done in our district.
Awesome. Well, we sometimes ask about hard moments. We know there's been a lot of hard moments over 35 years, but you know, I don't know if you want to highlight a hard moment, but maybe highlight some of the just common challenges that school counselors face or the load that they carry here for just a minute, maybe. Just to kind of paint that, we got the highs, we got the Everest, and then we got the valleys.
Well, Scott, thanks for those. I will tell you that we finally had to start taking pictures of the board because Brett and Scott would change the board when we were not there.
No, I never did.
So those were some fun moments. And we always agreed to disagree, and we were still friends at the end of the day. So unfortunately, because counseling is really hard and it's really confidential, sometimes you can't talk about things. Mm-hmm. I would say my lows have always been, regardless of how, anytime there's a death of a student, because mm-hmm. those are really hard things to explain. Mm-hmm. So those have been lows, and navigating and trying to stay strong when your heart is hurting and you're holding back tears. But it's okay to let kids see that you're sad too. So I would say that those days mm-hmm. are by far, even when I go to other districts and help, when there's a crisis in their school and there's been a death of a student, I think those are always for sure the hardest. Yeah. I think for me at the elementary school, probably the hardest times are around Christmas time mm-hmm. because lots of families don't have the same things that other families have. And I didn't even know how much there's some amazing organizations and people in our community who contribute, but you have to find the kid's size and find the toy and what is it that you can give. And so just like, are they going to have Christmas dinner? How can we make sure that they have food and presents? And, you know, this year we just rallied together. We had so many families that needed stuff. Another teacher, Christy Mendoza, and I, staff donated money and we went shopping. And it was like, I don't know, 5 hours of shopping trying to get the exact perfect present, but we just didn't want a kid to go without. So those are are the hard times when kids are maybe don't have something that they need and you want to figure out a way to get it.
Yeah. You definitely, as a school counselor and administrator, get to see behind. You get to see the real problems these kids are facing, like at home, the day to day, what they're up against, and figuring out how to help, and then not carry that around with you all the time is a massive undertaking as a school leader and a school counselor. And I know that's really hard. It's really hard at a lot of levels. Well, shared a lot of good stuff. Anything you're excited about the future of whether it be school counseling or your future or anything you're like looking forward to, you're like, hey, the future is bright, right?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of one of those things. And I see people all the time, like, you haven't retired yet? Why are you still going? You're 35. And my husband retired a few years ago and he's kind of bored. and he's happy. He'd be happy if I were to retire. But then we've talked a lot and it's just like, if you still love kids and you love what you're doing, then you can do it as long as you want. Right. And so, I don't have any big grand, thing that I do. I have three grandkids that live here. And I will say that I was able to be at Central 1 year when all three of them were there. The middle one is leaving this year. He's a fifth grader. Mm-hmm. I have a little second grader that's like, Nana, are you going to stay here until I leave? I'm like, well, honey, I don't think Nana's going to be here that long. but those are just the kind of things that it's hard to leave when you still like what you're doing. And so I don't know. I think we have a really good group of counselors. We just spent a day together last week where we all got together and collaborated and shared great ideas. I think we're planning another sort of half day. There's some really great counselors in our district. I know, you know, there's some changes coming down the pipe, but I think that for the most part, the counselors have a vision of doing what's best for kids. And so part of me is like, I'm afraid to leave, but I know I probably should here pretty soon. But I don't have any big grand plan. And I was on the board for the Oregon School Counseling Association for 6 years, and I love that. I learned so much. I'm on a lot of committees and lots of people, lots of great connections with that. And so there might be some things that I do, you know, down the road with those connections that I've made. But no big plans. Nice. Just keep plugging away behind the scenes, kind of a worker bee.
Yeah.
Let's talk about who those counselors are. I feel important to like name them.
Go for it.
At Greenwood, we have Calandra Johnson. She's been with us for a number of years now and still working towards her counseling degree. She's a great lady. We have Nisha Turner at Island City. She's been with us for a long time.
Yeah.
And there might be a transition coming up.
Got a little transition. Shortly. She's transitioning over to Friends of the Children. And so Island City will be looking for a school counselor here pretty soon.
Yeah. And then Teresa's at Central and been with us for years. We're excited for her expertise. At the middle school, we have Jessica Frazier and Chris Levitt. They do a great job. And then at the high school, we have Amanda Hufkamp, who came to us from math, which was an interesting transition. But she's doing a fantastic job. And Sandy Yates, that has been there since, I think she came in, was it right when Chelsea left? Or when you,
it was about the same time I got there, about 7 years, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a little while ago, we added a third counselor. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So we have a great counseling crew. They take care of our kids day in and day out. With National Appreciation Week, you know, we just hats off to them.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, we kind of here towards the end. We've circled around. Any final thoughts for the community or our LeGrand staff on school counseling before we go over to Scott for a little acronym time?
You know, I would just encourage the school district to keep supporting school counselors and having them, because our scope is very broad. And I think we bring a lot of great stuff to schools. And so thanks for that. I hope you don't ever give up on that, because I know some schools, there's a lot of schools in our county that don't have a licensed school counselor in their building. They bring in from the mental health agency, they bring in a therapist to work with their kids. And so, and I know it's about cost. I know when there's budget cuts, it's like, well, we can cut that, but I don't think people see maybe. So, and I guess if I were just, my only thing I think about kids, and I think I would have been a much better teacher if I had been a counselor first. Oh, yeah. I think I'm a good counselor because I was a teacher too.
Yeah.
Because I know the classroom, I know what it's like to be in the classroom. And so I think that, but I just think that, for the most part, I guess I would, if I gave a quote, I would say for kids, if they could, they would. And I know that's in a book, but that we read. But I think sometimes we think they can do it if they just try harder. But sometimes I think most of the time, if they could, they really would.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great, great ending quote there. All right, our acronym.
Actually, I have two.
Uh-oh.
So one of the things that our community needs to know is that we have a great counseling crew, but we also have a partnership with CHD, or Center for Human Development. And they're able to staff what's called our student-based health center with nurse practitioner, or nursing staff, and a therapist. And then we also have two at the elementaries now, that they sort of share the load because of the needs are significant. The acronym that I'd love to highlight is ROI, and it's so important in your work, Teresa. We got to have those releases of information so that we can talk, so that we can share. For us, for families, just so that you're aware, if you're in counseling with CHD, and let's say that therapist is gone or something comes up, your school counselor really needs to be aware of what's going on so that they can best support your student. Having a release of information means that that information travels seamlessly. That information is protected under a counseling license. It's different than a teacher or admin license. But having a release of information is the best support to your student so that the school counselor and the CHD counselor can work together for the best outcome for your kid. So fill out those ROIs. We need them to support your kid.
Big time. All right. Well, LeGrand, Teresa, Scott, it's been good. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking to us. And Teresa, thank you for all you do. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me today.
All right. Till next time, guys.